First in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Phony narratives just keep on a-going. Brought to you by the people who have been lying consistently to you for years and suppressing dissent. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whenever, however you're listening to Spouting Off, it's good to have you along. So Nancy Pelosi is off to Taiwan, and China is so angry at her. Biden tried to convince her not to go, and Republicans are getting duped once again. What do I mean? How many times can you be lied to by a propaganda media? And how many times will you mean some Republicans and others, believe anything they say or the motive they claim to have for the insane things they do? Now, that doesn't mean I know exactly all of what's going on. Anybody who would claim that is full of hubris, because if all of this that we've been watching with this current insane and inane bunch is any indicator, then how can we possibly believe a word they say? And this would be, they've never been more exposed for who they really are. People who hate this country, who are making efforts with the authority and power they have, elected and unelected bureaucrats, to do things that harm the sovereignty, the security, the peace and prosperity of the people they claim to represent. Now, if so much is obvious to us peasants, just imagine what's going on behind the scenes. So part of what I think we don't often enough say is, okay, I'm skeptical, but I don't know all of what's going on. Particularly talk show hosts have trouble saying they don't know, right? They always are expected to know. They're always expected to have an answer. Well, the answer I have is color me skeptical. Let's see. Are these people that we've been watching who march in lockstep like zombies to the same drum, put on a mask, everybody put on a mask. You're going to kill your grandmother, even though we killed grandma. You're going to kill grandma if you don't put on a mask. We're going to bully and intimidate businesses to do as we say, or we'll shut them down. Secretly, we really want to shut down small businesses in particular because they're too weak to be bribed and blackmailed to do as we say, whereas the big box stores like Walmart and Target and Coca-Cola will do exactly as we say. So they always march in lockstep. Have you noticed they do not believe in dissent, either from their minions who've jumped on the bandwagon, not allowed to dissent. If they told you there were 170 genders, you must believe them. And these are the people who are dictating to everyone else what to think, how to live, and how to believe, right? And call me skeptical when you got to ask this question. Are these people capable of putting on a show that is exactly the opposite of the truth? Nah, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't put on a show A monkey trial? Uh-oh, monkeypox. That's a different issue. No. A kangaroo court? They would never do that just for political expedience or to change the narrative or to convince people of lies that simply aren't true. They would never do that. And what about the Republicans who go along because they've either been bought or paid for by these folks, by these whomevers who are calling the shots? Because certainly Biden is not. Do you believe that he's been quadruply vaxxed? Do you believe he has COVID? No, he doesn't have COVID. Yes, he does have COVID. No, he doesn't have COVID. Do you believe Fauci when he says masks don't work? No, they do. No, you need two. No, you need 12. No, you need 47. At what point do you stop listening to any of these people about anything? And, you know, think about the possibility that the exact opposite is true. Now, when I suspect the exact opposite is true, I don't automatically believe that. I say, I'm skeptical. I'm reminded of the old L'Oreal commercial. I think it's not so old. I think they're still putting it out there. I don't watch a lot of network television, do you? Don't hate me because I'm skeptical, right? I'm skeptical. Is that morally offensive to be skeptical of the people that have been lying to you and lying to you and lying to you some more? These are the same people who helped, yes, helped Iran to get nukes. And now they're crying crocodile tears about how terrible it all is. Really? These are the people who are crying crocodile tears about the supply chain because they're getting pushed into it. And then what do? They either say how terrible it all is, or they blame their enemies for what they did. Secretly, I think they're very happy about it because you couldn't possibly, I don't know how you could be right this much of the time to destroy America systematically on purpose if you weren't doing it systematically and on purpose. So I ask you, how much evidence do we need that the sources we used to trust can no longer be trusted? But some people still want desperately to believe them. Maybe, I don't know, so they'll have something to believe in. I sound redundant today, don't I? I don't need leftists to tell me what to believe in, and neither do you. They're trying to tell you what your new cult is, what your new priorities are, that you should not believe in God. You should believe in them as God. That's why they hate God and they hate people of faith. That doesn't mean people of faith are somehow morally superior. Well, you know, in a sense they are, because even though they may fall short of doing God's will or being held accountable, at least they want to. That intent is pretty darn important, right? So especially now when they regularly punish you for asking questions, punish you for doubting their word, my question is, what word? And as an old former social worker, people who keep trying to believe the media that has lied to them again and again are kind of like abused domestic violence sufferers. Can't say women anymore. I don't know. What is a woman? They're going to tell us. But you need a biologist to tell you. I mean, they have fallen off the turnip truck. They're crazy as bedbugs, or maybe they're crazy as foxes. Either way, their credibility is gone. So to believe, like the abused woman, oh, you know, maybe this time he'll change. He says he's sorry. He says now that we're going to stand up for liberty and stand up for Taiwan, and we're appalled and offended that Iran has nukes. Nope, not true. Believe their actions. If he, God forbid, pummeled you to within an inch of your life, as these leftist radicals who now control the Democrat Party have been pummeling us since they got a monopoly of power, don't believe them. Just don't believe them. Okay. Before I have to end, I want to use the last couple of minutes of this segment to talk to you about some good news. I love talking about good news because, you know, there's precious little of it these days. And we got to remember, talk about making an example out of others. You know, I've talked often about January 6th and the horrors of people who merely attended a rally and were ushered into the Capitol and did nothing violent, had no weapons. They can call it an armed insurrection all they want, but they have not been able to point to one person who was armed, and yet they are being treated like murderers, robbers, and rapists. But murderers, robbers, and rapists in the leftist lexicon, as we know, they get let out of prison during COVID to do more damage to law-abiding citizens. Yep, the world is upside down. But let me stay focused on the good news. So turnabout is fair play, and it's absolutely fair play in our neck of the woods. And that is because Liberty Counsel had a big win in court. And forgive me if I already mentioned this, but I've been cheering for 500 healthcare workers who refused to get the jab. Lawyers for those people, 500 healthcare workers who sued a hospital system over the COVID vaccine mandate said that the workers had settled for over $10 million. That's $10,337,000. It ain't the Powerball jackpot of about $1 billion, but it's good enough, right? They won. Illinois-based hospital system will also, and this is important, change its policy regarding religious exemptions and provide religious accommodations in every position across its numerous facilities. Now, I must dig deeper because I don't think anybody should need a religious exemption to have body autonomy. You can be an atheist and that could be your religion. I don't care. But your body, you deserve to make choices and decisions about your body. And if you don't believe me, read the Patient Bill of Rights. A patient, a person, has the right to accept or reject any medical treatment and not have it forced upon them or coerced upon them. And I've got loads of stuff in my stack. As the great Rush Limbaugh would say, I have loads of stuff in my stack about vaccine injuries that have been suppressed. People are dying. Athletes are dying at 22, 25, in their 30s, in their 40s. There is, if I dare say, and I don't mean to be laughing, an epidemic of unexplained deaths in this country. And when they are reported, have you noticed, you never, ever see, number one, whether they took the jab. Number two, if they died of anything that, unexplained deaths. Do you remember in your lifetime so many unexplained deaths? And yet the government has been forcing a deadly, possibly damaging, possibly deadly and completely ineffective shot, because it is not a vaccine. They changed the meaning of that along with so many other words, and forcing it upon people and then exempting themselves from any kind of lawsuits or the pharmaceutical companies being exempt from any lawsuits. Gee, that's not suspicious at all, right? I am reminded, and I will continue to mention, the Tylenol scare of the 80s when the media believed it was their moral duty to warn people and to recall Tylenol all across the country. Now we have a media that not only doesn't warn you about the dangers, but they and the political bureaucracy force you into it and then bully you and tell you it's your fault if you don't do as they say. I don't know. I think that's tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. It always has and it always will be. We're going to have to leave it there. Coming up is a terrific guest. I'll just wait and introduce him when we get him on the line. Karen Cataline. You're listening to Spouting Off here, our Tuesday and Thursday edition at 1 p.m. on 1590 AM WSMN. We'll be right back right after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Well, it's Karen Cataline, and we are waiting for our guest. That happens sometimes. Yes, indeedy. I'm going to continue with the good news, because it isn't just the 500 hospital workers that sued and won. Get this one. This is great. I love this. McDonald's ends the testing of their McPlant burger, adding pressure on Beyond Meat stock. So there's a stock called Beyond Meat because, after all, these unelected people who've appointed themselves Lord and Master over the rest of us, of course, have to tell us how to eat. And my God, Stalin and just about every Marxist dictator has wanted to control the food supply. Now they want to control the food supply by getting rid of meat, getting rid of farming, feed us Soylent Green. I don't know what they want to feed us, but here you go. McDonald's announced that it has concluded the U.S. trial of its McPlant burger, which is made with a plant-based protein manufactured by Beyond Meat. Okay, isn't that kind of like mystery meat? We don't know what it is. It's not meat. But it's something, right? Okay. So here you go. McDonald's was testing a meat-free burger in 8 restaurants across America in February of this year, and it just didn't sell. It reminds me of my former residence. It's actually where I was born and raised, Denver, Colorado. Jared Polis. Jared Polis tried to have a no meat Wednesday or something like that. And people called it Meat Wednesday and went out and barbecued steaks. Do we have our guest, Scott Powell? I surely hope so, because I see somebody on a video. And forgive me, nothing yet. We still don't have our guest.
No, we don't have
him
yet. We're still trying.
All right, we're still trying. You know, I guess because he's such a great guest, he's worth waiting for. Let me just complete here about McDonald's. I mean, you remember, we all grew up with McDonald's. We all grew up with McDonald's, but now they want to make hamburgers not hamburgers. They want to make women not women. They want to make men into women. In fact, I'm going to take a detour here. I just created a little meme on my Facebook page a couple days ago. And yes, I'm on Facebook and Twitter and all the rest of them, Clout Hub and Gab and all the rest of them. They've all been smeared as racist, bigoted because they're not woke enough. You know, it's a platform. Nevertheless, the question that I had to ask is, so wait a minute, if you can't define gender, how can masculinity be toxic? If you can't define gender, how can masculinity be toxic? I'll tell you how masculinity can be toxic. If you're a person who does not and never does hold yourself accountable to intellectual honesty and consistency, doesn't hold yourself accountable to anything, you can do a giant flip-flop on everything you ever said. Remember, here's my theme today. They have no credibility. They've been lying all along. In a court of law, when someone is proven to be a liar and lying again, pretty much you can throw out their entire testimony. And frankly, you should, because the prosecuting attorney is going to ask, were you lying then or were you lying now? How can we know? Oh, believe me. Now I'm telling the truth. No, last Thursday, you were telling us that there is no gender. Before that, you were telling us that women are hothouse flowers and victims, and they're all victims of men. Remember the Me Too movement 100 years ago? Women were victims. Now they can't even define a woman. We say this a lot, but what does ITY mean, AC? I don't know what ITY means. So do tell me. So I'll know. You know, he's typing so quickly. I'm going to just finish this thought and hopefully we'll get this guest or not. The left has become everything they lectured us about. I'm going to leave it there and go ahead and welcome. I don't even have time to say much of a bio because we've been trying to get him for a while. His name is Scott Powell, and boy, is he a great writer. We'll get into his bio later than that, but Scott Powell, thank you so much for joining us here on Spouting Off.
Oh, well, look, it's a pleasure to be with you. You know, I'm from Massachusetts and spent a lot of time in New Hampshire, so it's nice to be back talking to folks in the real world up there.
Well, we appreciate it so much, and I just could not wait to talk to you about your article. I have ranted and spouted off about the number of even conservative pundits who are afraid to call things like they are and to finally be candid and point out that what's happening in this country is exactly what they want to have happen. Your latest article in Town Hall, you probably have one after this, but this is the one I loved. World War III is here, and it's an ongoing psyop to break America. That ain't mincing words. Talk about that, if you would.
No, but it's absolutely true. Our enemies today do not want to take us on. I mean, we're a heavily armed country, so I don't envision an invasion by a foreign power, nor did our first president, George Washington, and our second great president, Abraham Lincoln. Both of them spoke about America collapsing from within, and it would not come from an overseas or a foreign invasion. Very, very, very prescient of both of them, because that's exactly what's playing out now, and it's an irregular, unrestricted, and asymmetric war that we face. And the main elements involve information and propaganda. Most of it, you know, information is different from propaganda, but oftentimes propaganda is successful because there's a small kernel of truth in the message, but the main message is a false one. Psychological operations or psyops, and infiltration is the other element that's being used, where we are being infiltrated by the enemy on a daily basis. And yeah. if that continues, if our southern borders remain open, for instance, it's going to be over for this country.
You also point out the psyop that has been played on this culture, in my opinion, to hate ourselves, to commit suicide. It's the nihilism that says we're responsible for every ill in the world, therefore we deserve to be subjugated. And we've got a leadership that a leadership, it's not a leadership, I don't know who they are, and the whomevers who are controlling them, who are taking actions literally to take this country down. Talk about that, because you are quintessentially qualified not to mince words, and you don't.
Well, I think there are many levels to this. It is a multi-front, multi-sided war. But let's just take maybe the most important to any, you know, to any modern economy is energy. You know, we have to have the energy to drive our economy forward, and the agricultural, industry depends on it. The high tech industry, we are energy dependent. And it just so happens that America, thanks to the technological revolution that affected the oil and gas industry, we now have the ability to tap into energy we never could get before through horizontal drilling and fracking. So America is now the new Saudi Arabia of oil in the world. We have more oil below the surface of the ground on territorial United States, as well as the offshore areas. And the biggest area is up in Alaska. We have enough energy to drive our economy at its current rate of growth for another 400 years.
They're sabotaging us on
That's
purpose.
Right.
How could right. people not see this? You see it. Talk about
well,
it.
Well, I think a lot of people are seeing it, and it's because of me and you and others that are, first of all, explaining what we have, and then we have to explain the alternative. The alternative of wind and solar and alternative energy is very inefficient, far more costly, and less reliable. Why in the world would you force the closing down of oil and gas and converting over to a system that cannot economically provide what we need? It is a suicide pact.
The
really.
Only way you could understand it is if they had it in for us.
That's right.
Mean,
and they do.
What other
and
way
do.
Could you understand it? Right?
And who are these people? I mean, you would put ex-politicians
yes.
like Al Gore in this group. Right. There's a host of them, the World Economic Forum crowd. They're all in this together, and they seek to be the elites that are wealthy, and the rest of us become poor and get eliminated over time.
Eliminated. That's true. I find this is a bit of a detour, but the idea people are beginning to figure out that they really do believe in depopulation. They've been brainwashing people for decades. There are too many people. While they spend billions on trying to live forever and become transhuman, they want to kill off a whole, there's another word for depopulation. It's called genocide.
Right.
So
right.
with that in mind, and the last 5 minutes that we have with you, and I always love talking to you. I know you're a very, very busy man.
Well, no, I am, but I'll always make time for you. So let's do it again.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Sure. It is, many people, including myself, lose a lot of sleep over this because they have what I call the curse of awareness. Scott, what do people like us do? We feel like I'm only one person. What can I do both internally and externally to stop this when you know your five-year-old is running in front of a truck and you feel like you can't stop him? One of the great nightmares that parents have. And you see it happening, but you feel like you can't stop it. What is the best thing? What's your best advice?
Well,
for us?
I'm with you. I have the same passion, and that's why I wrote this book, Rediscovering America. And if I could take a moment to tell
Please.
People about it, I think it'd be answers your question. You know, when soldiers go into battle, they have an army field manual, and every citizen in America today needs and historical and spiritual warfare manual to renew their understanding and keep their morale high, okay? That's what Rediscovering America, the book I wrote, does. I put a lot of time and energy into making this a compact book. It's only 200 pages, 14 chapters, and everyone that's read it says it's not only a page-turner, it's a chapter-turner. It's so powerful. The enemy battle plan is to divide America in every possible way, between children and their parents, being young and old, between races, between genders, between vaxxed and the unvaxxed, and so on. It doesn't end.
Right.
Rediscovering America is that historical and spiritual warfare manual that'll equip you to not only survive but to thrive. And it's an incredible source of hope in these troubled times.
Give us a taste of what we need for hope, because I'm telling you, I know a lot of people, they're starting to crack. Really?
Well, that's what they want. This is what they want. This is,
I know.
This is the game plan. The game plan is to the communists have a plan, you know, and it's actually articulated. You can find this. It's laid out. The first stage is a long strategy, can be a generation or two of demoralizing the target population. We are fully demoralized. That stage is over. The next stage is destabilization. And the third stage that leads to the final takedown and takeover is the crisis stage. The destabilization stage, I would put it, we are well into the destabilization stage. You could actually argue that maybe the crisis stage was fulfilled through the fraudulent election of 2020, where that crisis has brought an illegitimate government to us that's putting us through all this, that's actually paving the way for our demise. It really is. I mean, there is nothing.
We have to admit that. There are a lot of pundits who admit it.
There is nothing that the Biden administration has done to help the American people. Nothing.
No. They've done a lot to hurt it.
You could just point to three things done with regard to China this year. In February, Biden's Department of Justice effectively terminated the controversial China Initiative, you know, a program that would protect U.S. laboratories and businesses from Chinese spying. That was terminated. In March, Joe Biden's administration announced the elimination of U.S. tariffs on more than 350 products made in China. And just in July, we know, we've all heard that Biden has sold 1 million barrels of oil from our strategic petroleum reserve and to a Chinese company, no less, in which Hunter Biden had a private equity investment. It's almost beyond belief what's happening.
Yeah.
So this book Rediscovering America will really give people a lot of confidence and hope to push back. And let me tell you, the areas that we can do, you know, we're a country of the people, by the people,
and for
the people.
We have less than a minute. I got to wrap it up. I'm so sorry.
Yep. So
I'm looking at your book on Amazon, Rediscovering America, How the National Holidays Tell an Amazing Story About Who We Are. Gosh, I wish I had more time. Please come back soon.
Okay, we will.
Final thought, real quick, Scott Powell. What's your final thought?
Well, be aware that there'll be false flag events, you know, maybe an October surprise before the election.
Yeah.
And we have to recognize this for what it is. It is a false flag event. We cannot change voting protocols. We have to have honest elections. And we have a duty to make sure that all of us, patriots, volunteer in large numbers to serve in every election polling place and every vote counting site to guarantee full transparency.
I got to leave it there. Scott Powell, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world that they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. The Epoch Times is independent. We're not controlled by any special interest, and we never will be. This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would ensnare this country in ignorance, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today to our digital edition at theepochtimes.com and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. Read the difference on all your devices. We'd love to have you on board.
Hi, it's Karen Cataline. It's been almost a decade since I wrote Fat Lash Food Police in the Fear of Thin. It's about my early experiences in child beauty pageants and being put on extreme diets. Remember when that was shocking? Sadly, that seems like child's play compared to what we are watching today when politicians and woke corporations are actually advocating for the sexualization of children. Everyone's children. We're watching a frontal attack on childhood innocence. This is one story, my story. Fat Lash illustrates and explains why good boundaries are essential for kids to grow up healthy. They need their parents to set them, not the government. Get Fat Lash today. It's available in paperback or ebook at Amazon or at my website, KarenCataline.com.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome, everyone. I hate to stop that great commercial, and then I had all this stuff in my ear here. We have a guest that I just spoke to last week, and boy, another guest that does not mince words. Love guests like that. His name is Dr. Syed Haider. He has over 10 years of experience as an internal medicine trained hospital doctor. He has treated thousands of COVID-19 patients around the country by providing easy online access to off-label prescriptions, which doctors used to be able to do when they were able to practice medicine as they were trained to do. After realizing that our country has offshored almost all prescription drug manufacturing to countries like China, he launched his latest initiative, MyGoToDoc.com, providing prepper antibiotics and chronic med refills to store in cases of emergency. I could keep going on, but I really want to talk to Dr. Syed Haider once again. Welcome to Spouting Off, Doctor. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me, Karen. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is great to have you too. And you speak eloquently about a whole bunch of things. We want to have time to talk about a couple of them. Let's talk first about the transgender agenda, the gender ideology that you have spoken out eloquently about, and how it fits into this greater attack on America, which a lot of people don't get. They think it's still a separate issue. You know, it isn't. Is it?
Yeah. So this, you have to trace it back. Where do all of these attacks originate from? So, America, just Western civilization in general has been, it's a thousands of years old, and it's been around for a long time. But, we have grown great, as a Christian civilization, right? Primarily in the last, couple of thousand years. And unfortunately, atheism kind of, gained a foothold in Western civilization, hundreds of years ago. And a lot of these ideas, like communism and nihilism and Marxism and, relativism, all of these things are offshoots of atheism. And about 100 years ago, there was a movement called the Frankfurt School. And from that came critical, theory, critical race theory, critical gender theory. And one of the original proponents of these, gender ideas, was a scientist called John Money. And people should go back and just read about him. I mean, just some like horrible things that he did. Research that was, basically taken from like child predators and, so anyway, my point here is that you got to look at where did these ideas come from originally in order to understand, what's the purpose of them. And it's really like an overthrow of all Western civilizational ideals, Judeo-Christian
values. Let me just ask a real quick question here. The Frankfurt School was really in the 1900s, the aughts, correct? It's a long time ago. How many years ago? The Frankfurt School I've heard about, right? It was a pretty long time ago.
Yeah.
Right. And yet you're telling us, and something I did not know at all, I'm not the greatest historian, that they were talking about gender ideology?
No. So, they weren't talking about that. They developed, you know, concepts like critical theory, how you can deconstruct a culture.
Critical
and, you know,
theory.
Basically, yeah.
Not
yeah.
to be confused so, with critical race theory.
Well, that's an offshoot of, you know, the Frankfurt School's critical theory. So all of these ideas, they kind of branch out from a common root, right? And I would argue that root itself is atheism. So that just the philosophical idea that God doesn't exist. And then, you know, from that you develop this kind of relativism where, like, well, you know, whatever I think is right, you know, like there's no, like the buck doesn't stop anywhere. Right. So there's no final, you know, and the final analysis, like who decides what's right or wrong, right? We all just get to decide for ourselves. But the, you know, what's most important for us today is that all of these movements are destroying our culture. They're destroying Western civilization as a whole. And especially this transgender movement, I mean, it's one of the worst. I mean, it's just like, it's every kind of aspect of child abuse that you could imagine, like psychological abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, you know, all rolled into one. And it gets kids when they're really young, right? So you instill this yes. idea in their minds when they're just, you know, 4 or 5 years old, like, you know, and they're planting the seed of the idea. And I would tell parents that we used to shelter our children from yes. even the idea of evil, right? Like you didn't even want them to know that certain things existed. I mean, 20 years ago, who would tell their kids about anal sex, right? Like I have to whisper it. Because
well,
my kids
you
are
know,
in the other room.
Both sides of the aisle actually believed that the movie rating system was a good idea and exposing children to pornography was not a good idea. Now they go out of their way to expose children to pornography. All kinds of pornography. They put it on grade school shelves.
Exactly. So, you know, you see parents, they somehow think that it's okay to take their kids to like a drag show, which is basically
horrific.
Like taking your kids to,
horrific.
You know, a strip club. I mean, what's the difference, right? Like, would
none?
That be okay? You know, that would be considered child abuse by most sane people. And it's
right.
exactly the same. It's even worse, right? It's even worse than a strip club because these are drag queens. But the problem here is that we have allowed our culture to shift so much that the latest generation, Gen Z, 9 to 40% of them, somewhere between 9 and 40%, identify as LGBTQ. And what does that mean for the future, right? For
yeah.
future generations, these kids are not going to have their own kids, right? Or at least most of them
won't,
right?
Part of what they want, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the end of civilizations. This is an evolutionary dead end. Societies that
correct.
Go this far down this path end
right.
up self-destructing. They don't multiply. And so the culture dies out, right? So it's like, I guess it's part of the depopulation agenda, right?
Well, it could very well be. And also, I asked earlier, if you can no longer define gender and there is no man and there is no woman, how come masculinity is toxic? Well, part of the reason which is a logical question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Masculinity is toxic because masculine men, no matter what color they are, they're the ones that fight the wars. They're the ones that defend their families.
Yeah,
they?
The other thing I'd want to mention here, just you just reminded me with the word gender itself. So like 50 years ago, the word gender referred to language, like, you know, pronouns and
yes.
like certain like romance languages have like gendered words, right? Like there's
right.
in Spanish, for example, there's like a masculine and a feminine version of words. Gender was not used for people, okay, until this movement got started. So John Money and some of his, you know, his friends, they suggested that we should use the word gender for human beings. Okay. In the past, it was just sex. You had a sex, right? You did not have a gender, right? Like if you were a male, you were a man. If you were a female, you were a woman. And so they've taken this word and they've applied it to people. I mean, it's like a new use of the word, which what I'm getting at here is that they
yes.
are programming us with the use of language. So for example, you can't go straight from, you know, Judean Christian family values to accepting gay marriage. The way to get there is you change the word sodomy to men who have sex with men. You call it sex. Right. It used to be called sodomy. It wasn't even called sex. It wasn't even considered sex, okay, by, you know, traditional, by our grandparents or our great-grandparents. They didn't think that was a form of sex, right? Sex was a man and a woman. And so then you make sex applicable to men and men, right? Like anal sex. You call it sex.
And you say you things romantic, like love is love. Right. That's on the billboard. Love is love.
This is a humanistic idea, but the problem is that, like, what is immorality if not harming other people, right? So this ideology that goes, that kind of like tries to convince you that it's all about love is actually destroying people, right? So for example, when you destroy the traditional family, we know that the kids who come out of these like untraditional families, like with a single mom or with like two moms or with two dads or like anything that's not a mom and a dad, you know, having babies, anything else is going to harm the society's children, right? So they're not going to do as well in school. They're not going to earn as much money. They're not going to be as happy. They're going to, you know, abuse more drugs. They're going to be more depressed and anxious. They're going to die earlier. Every possible thing that you could measure is going to deteriorate in a society when you destroy the traditional family. So, you know, this is immorality. What else is immoral other than harming vast majorities of people?
Dr. Heider, let me ask you this, and I hate to use the term playing devil's advocate here. I know you're a Christian, I'm a Jew, and we are people of faith in various ways. What do you say to people who claim that you're just trying to be a moralist and tell everybody else how to live, and you want a theocracy, and you want everybody to be Christian, you want everybody to live the way you want, which is ironic since that's clearly what the left wants. They want us all to live the way they want. But what do you say to those people that you're not accepting their decisions?
So I know it sounded like I was saying I was Christian. I'm actually Muslim. But, you know, we do believe in Christ. And we're waiting for the return of Christ, the same as the Christians are. But to that question specifically, I would say that, you know, we legislate morality all the time, right? Like, we consider it immoral to, you know, for pedophiles to, you know, harm children. We consider it immoral to kill somebody, right? We consider it immoral to steal. You have to have moral judgments in a society. And it's not about a religious judgment, right? It doesn't have to be linked to religion. We have to have some agreement as to what is moral and what is immoral. And at the simplest level, what is immoral is what harms human beings, right? If you're doing something that harms other people, then that is immoral, right? I think anyone can agree to that definition of immorality.
Well, that's why we don't I don't know if you can, in the sense that if the left gets hold of an idea and they play snowflake and they tell you that there are microaggressions and I'm offended, I'm hurt that you supported Trump, and I'm hurt because America is a white supremacist country, et cetera, that's a tough road to go down too. That could be...
I mean, you got to talk about like significant harm. Like this microaggression thing, I agree, is just utterly ridiculous. You know, like, oh, you hurt my feelings. Like,
it's your fault.
For God's
sake, to change your language to suit me. And if you don't, I'm going to beat you up.
Right. So, I mean, I would say people, you know, across all cultures since the beginning of time can agree to certain things being wrong, right? So what I'm talking about is when you're harming people at a deep level, not just hurting their feelings, when you're actually changing their life outcomes, right? Like you're harming an entire society when these ideas gain a foothold. So you're harming kids because we know that transgender youth, they have far higher rates of mental illness, right? So why would you want anyone to be transgender? Why would you even introduce the idea to children?
How did we get to accept the idea, doctor? Because I'm a former social worker. I went to Columbia School of Social Work, believe it or not. How did we get to the point where there's such a thing as transgender youth? People have accepted that. Instead, you can't even give a diagnosis of schizophrenia until someone's over 18 or 21. And yet they've decided that there's transgender youth? No, they have cultivated and made it cool to be transgender. But I don't buy in that there's such a thing as transgender youth. When they're at the age of consent, if they want to have maiming surgery to their body, let them at least reach the age of consent before they do it.
Yeah, I would say for something like that, I mean, the age of consent should be like 25 or 30, right? Because we know scientifically that
yes,
you know, the brain doesn't fully develop. But most, you're right.
Yeah, but
most...
seven?
Yeah, exactly. Most kids, if you let them go through puberty, at least without any kind of like puberty suppressing hormones, they will grow out of this whole idea to begin
with,
right? Well,
of course they will.
Yeah.
Of course they will. You know what? The funny thing is we're put on defense so much. I just appreciate, and we only got a few minutes. It's, you know, you and I are simpatico on so many issues. I would love to talk about, you know, do you talk, you could make a quick comment on COVID. Just recently, six from one hospital have mysteriously died within 2 weeks. Would you like to comment on that before we wrap it up and tell people how they can find you? Because you have a lot of important things to say.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the vaccines are a disaster, okay? Many people have said this, and I'll say it again, that don't ever take another one of these quote-unquote COVID vaccines, which are really just, you know, pre-treatment. Or I don't know. They're like, again, another depopulation mechanism is what it seems like. They're harming people, they're giving people chronic illness, and they're killing people. Yes. This is extremely clear at this point. I mean, there's
horrific.
No benefit to them. There's no benefit at all.
Yeah, horrific so, the implications of that to force and bully people to take something that's harmful. People can't get their brain around it, but you have the courage to say otherwise. Final thought on that, and then tell everybody how they can find you.
Yeah, thanks. The data is there, right? I mean,
yes.
It's very simple to explain. I mean, it's also like, I mean, the studies have been done now. We know that it doesn't prevent transmission. It doesn't prevent illness. It doesn't prevent severe illness, right? So like people who are vaccinated are getting more sick than other people. They're dying at higher rates now. So all the data is in agreement. So people want to learn more, they can go to mygotodoc.com. You can actually register for free, get free information, ask us free medical questions, become a patient in my practice without paying anything. So that I think is the most important thing that we offer, just free information for people. And then, you know, there's other things that you can get if you'd want. There's some free ebooks and there's, you know, prescriptions if you'd like to get them for all kinds of things.
How can you afford to offer medical treatment at no cost?
So
that's
it's
astonishing.
It's medical. It's more like medical information.
Advice.
So people can register and get free advice, and you know they can ask all their medical questions. What you know they can ask somebody who knows what's going on. You know, myself and my team. You know, they help me answer the questions. If it's a question we've already fielded before, you know, I have somebody else answer for me. But you know, if it's a question that we've never seen before, it comes straight to me and I answer it myself. So that's how we're able to do it. You know, we've tried to, you know, utilize technology and come up with a big database of questions that everyone's already asked and just, you know, serve up the answers. And, you know, there are always going to be new questions. So, you know, a lot of them do come to me and I end up answering them myself. But it benefits the people who ask them and it also benefits people in the future who may ask the same question.
Yes. And Dr. Heider, you truly have. You stand with the very handful of doctors who have put their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to tell the truth when they're being bullied and they're on the front lines. Thank you so much, Dr. Syed Heider, for joining us. We so appreciate it. Go to his website, mygotodoc.com. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
Well, that about does it for us here on Spouting Off. Never a dull moment around here. Never has it been more important to speak out strongly, proudly, without apology for what you know to be true. Speak out and spout off. I'll see you on Thursday.